communication of our current age really expands a lot of what we are seeing and sensing, because we just are so much more available to the various new forms of communication. But from your examination, as you've considered that article and done things in the past, do you think that this current generation perhaps is facing a greater amount of hype and panic and push than generations past?
Well, I think maybe, but I'm not sure that's significant. There has always been hype. Publishers, newspaper publishers, have always wanted to sell papers. Pulitzer and Hearst, you know, and the yellow journalism issues of more than a century ago now. Wars have been started over press hype, the sinking of the Lusitania in World War I, Pearl Harbor in World War II. I'm not suggesting that that wasn't worth fighting for, but I'm saying everybody runs to press when there's a story, you know, because you want to get the story, you want to get the readers. Advertising has always been like that way. Insurance agents, you know, talk about all the terrible things that could happen to you or to your house, or exterminators show you pictures of big bugs and scary snakes, and, you know, you don't want this to happen to you, do you? And we even have ads for skin cream that'll take care of those horrid age spots, you know, like that's the worst thing in the world. And, of course, in politics, energetic politics is not a new thing. From John Adams, the second president, on, there were political parties, and they were vying for power. Under Andrew Jackson, things got pretty wild. And as the government, particularly at the federal level, has accrued more and more power to itself, there's more at stake in the elections. If you're trying to get elected for the power, well, now the power is almost infinite. So they're going to do whatever it takes to win that election. They're going to say, you know, my opponent is the devil, and I'm the Messiah, and this is the most important election of our lifetime.